This is Epic Mind. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
What was your first time like?
Oh, my first time was with a guy named your father. My first time was with this guy named Darren. It was really special. And no, wait, it wasn't Darren, it was Robert? I think Robert.
Well, Red and I waited until after we were married. Like 5 seconds after we were married, we said, to heck with the receiving line and hit the nearest closet.
Oh, I remember running my hands through his long blonde hair and listening to his beautiful British accent. You see, because back then your father was blonde and British.
No, not Robert. There was this guy.
Mark?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tanya Roberts. How you doing?
Hi, Tanya Roberts. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I am doing incredibly well because, you know, I'm talking to Tanya Roberts.
How's the weather out there?
The weather is...
Rainy?
It's yucky.
Yeah, that's what we got here.
And where are you?
Los Angeles, but we never have rain, but suddenly we've got it for the last 2 days. So.
Yeah, but at least it's probably warm there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You got that really cold weather, huh?
It's always cold here in the winter. It kind of stinks.
Oh, you poor thing.
I would rather be in L.A. I'd rather be in L.A.
I don't blame you. Me too.
Maybe I'll move in with Barry and Tanya and the dogs.
Oh, you did your homework.
Of course.
Of course.
Now, what kind of dogs do you have?
I got 2 Dobies, and then I found a little mutt in Culver City. So I got the 3 maniacs here. I got to hike with every morning because if I don't, they literally drag me out of bed by the hair.
And we have a Laza poo who is uncontrolled.
Half poodle, half
Laza.
Oh, cool!
And she runs around. She's a maniac.
Well, yeah. What kind of hair does she have? The poodle hair, or the?
She has poodle hair. Yeah, it's like
oh,
fur.
Cool.
It's like hair.
That
you
means
know.
She doesn't shed.
Exactly.
Wow, that's.
She does everything else but shed.
Huh?
She does everything else but shit.
Yeah, exact. Minor maniacs, too. Is she still young?
Yeah, she's less than a year old. So.
Yeah, that's it. She'll begin to mellow, but my older one is 10, and he's still insane.
Well, we got her fixed a little while ago.
Did that help?
The doctor said, this will calm her right down. She hasn't changed at all.
Yeah, exactly. It never helps with mine either.
We're talking with Tanya Roberts, and we all know and fell in love with Tanya when she played Julie Rogers on Charlie's Angels. I'll never forget that.
Oh, that's sweet. Thanks.
I always
that
loved
was a lot
that show.
Of fun.
And that really kind of catapulted you into a lot of films, including one which I remember because you were a Bond girl in View to Kill.
Yeah, that was a great film to do. Yeah, and I did Sheena and Beastmaster, yeah.
Mm.
I had just come out here, actually, for the test for Charlie's Angels, and I got it, so I moved out. So it was a great gig. Unfortunately, at the time, it was a bummer for me, because I was, like, 24 years old, my first gig in Hollywood, and we get canceled on my, after the first year, because it was the fifth year, and everyone wanted so much to get off the show.
Now, when you were doing it, who were the remaining angels with you?
I was with Jacqueline Smith and Cheryl Ladd.
Okay, and how'd you guys all get along?
Oh, great. Not a problem.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, obviously, Farrah became a huge megastar from that show, and then left it, and was Cheryl Ladd actually did a nice job replacing her, and you replaced
Shelley Hack,
right?
Who was also on for 1 year.
Yeah, I thought you did a great job on it. In fact, people still look at you and remember you from that.
I should.
And of course, being a Bond girl as well.
Mm-hmm.
You were a model before all this, right?
I really mostly did commercials.
Really?
I wasn't really a model, but I would do print ads for the commercials I had done.
You
but
did?
Yeah.
Ultra Bright toothpaste for a taste you can really feel?
Oh, God, he's done all his research this morning.
Well, you know...
Yeah, and is there such a toothpaste anymore?
Of course.
You're kidding.
It's still around, and so is Clairol.
I have seen it. You know what? I use Rembrandt. So I haven't noticed anything but Rembrandt in the shelf.
Because you
just
also...
ignore that phone ringing.
Yeah, you also promoted Clairol, and that's still around as well.
Yeah,
so.
Clairol, for sure.
You brought them good luck. How long have you been married?
I've been married, God, you're not going to believe this. I've been married as long as my character on the show who got married when she was 16.
Wow.
I got married... I didn't marry at 16, but I've been married 20 years.
Tanya just mentioned her character on the show, and of course we're talking about that 70s show. We not only have interviewed everybody in the cast on that 70s show, but we actually have created a subpage on our website for that 70s show with links to every single that 70s site there is on the internet.
How did that come to happen?
Well, it happened because we started interviewing folks, you know, here and there. We were interviewing people. We interviewed the kid who played Fez and Hyde, and then it started. Then we started doing Eric and then Donna and, you know, everybody else. So we now have pretty much the entire cast has been interviewed on the show. So we took all the interviews, put it on one big page on the internet, and now we're seeding all the search engines with it so that we can promote the show and help us as well. So,
oh, great.
It works great.
Yeah.
Now, you and your husband on the show have have gone through a few things.
Well, that's because we got hooked up so early. I had Donna when I was 17 or late 16. You know, I mean, I got pregnant when I was 16. We had to get married, which everyone knows because that's been brought out on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were really kids, and we never had a chance to experiment or do anything. So at this point, it's 16, 17 years later, and we're in our mid-30s, and, you know, we want to party.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
So naturally, we're going to... you know, get a little crazy.
And it's interesting to note that your daughter on the show, Donna, just made it with Eric, her next-door neighbor.
Yeah, oh, you know that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they consummated their love.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, well, it's about time, huh?
I think it's okay. But it's interesting to note, though, the problems that go along with that and how they're dealt with in the follow-up episode to that called Afterglow, which is airing February 21st.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
It's a really well-crafted little show. They don't leave stuff hanging, you know what I mean?
No, I agree. And you guys actually redid your vows?
We're redoing our vows, yeah. We're redoing our vows.
That'll be coming up in the next episode.
That's right, and we've decided to make another stab at it. We've had, you know, we've been doing our swapping and swingers parties and everything else, and so now we've decided we're going to get back together. So,
it was a very nice
vow renewal thing.
Yeah, Bob, being the romantic that he was, came up with his own set of vows, which your daughter had to, of course, rewrite the entire thing.
He's not, doesn't have much on the cup, as they say.
Now, I've talked
under the tulip in his case.
I've mentioned that I've talked to most of the kids on the cast, and they all seem to get along really well, and they're kind of friends.
How
about the adults in the cast? How about you guys?
Fantastic. I can't tell you that it is the best show. First of all, just being on a comedy is so much fun, shooting in front of a live audience and all that. But aside from that, the chemistry between the people, and not just the actors, the writers and the producers, we all get along the best on anything I've ever worked on, and it's so great.
Yeah, it's
so
a great show.
Come to work every day.
You know what's really funny is seeing some of the guest stars. I noticed Tommy Chung.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's such a cool guy, and he was great to work with. And he's funny as hell. Yeah, he's been. He plays Danny's boss in the film store. It's one of those, you know, those little. Remember those little huts where you'd get your film developed overnight?
Yeah.
I forget what they were called.
They used to be photomats.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he plays his boss. He's been on 3 episodes, and he's great.
Yeah, he's really, really
he's
funny.
He's really. Oh, it's so cool because they do all the dope jokes and being whacked at. It's just great.
Some beautiful women guest starring in the episode that's coming up Monday night at 8 o'clock on Fox, and that's Christina Wayborn and Barbara Carrera and the lovely Maude Adams.
That's right.
I just got through viewing Tattoo the other day. On videotape with Maude Adams. Have you ever seen that film?
I saw it way long ago. Yeah, it was very freaky.
Oh, weird.
Yeah,
Bruce
very
Dern.
Weird.
Wow, Bruce Dern is a very strange guy.
Yeah.
So this is great. So now, is this your first sitcom?
My very first sitcom, and God, if I had known what I had been missing, it's the best kept secret in Hollywood. The hours are phenomenal, and you can never be in anything but a great mood because it's comedy.
It is comedy.
Get a chance, you just have so much more fun.
And the writing is great, and the acting is great.
Oh, yeah, and also shooting in front of a live audience is super, and rehearsing like a play every day. I just can't tell you how happy we all are. It's just the best job I ever had.
In the episode February 21st, we mentioned briefly Afterglow. In that particular episode, they're actually going to animate the crowd. The gang becomes animated.
Oh, cool.
Like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, they do so many cool things. I love the little 360s they do with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of great little, just, you know, totally original little things that they do with the editing and with the shooting of the show that I think really helped make it popular.
Now that the fact that you guys are going to be renewing your wedding vows, does that mean that the swinging's over, or are we going to still see more?
I'm sure it's a temporary thing. Every week they come up with something new. For a while I threw Bob out, and then Red got him back in the house. And then Bob was supposed to get his own apartment, but then they decided, maybe they wouldn't do this. So they're all, you know, it's always up in the air. They're always figuring out new things. But that doesn't mean we're going to be getting along forever. This week we're renewing our vows. Who knows what happens next week.
For those who missed us on the previous shows, by the way, we're talking with Tanya Roberts, who plays Midge on That 70s Show Monday nights at 8 o'clock. It's also repeated at 8:30, a different episode on Fox Channel. And when you had locked out Bob, your next-door neighbor, Red, made believe a tree limb fell on his head.
Yeah.
To get you out of the house so that your husband
really,
could run
really
back.
Really, really dirty trick. Yeah, but Bob got back in, so it worked.
Now, what's the gentleman who plays Bob, what's he like?
He's great. He's just great. Don and is his name, and he's fabulous. We get along just great. He's got two kids, so he knows more about fathering than I do about mothering. I don't have any kids. But he's super.
And what about the two other women, the other couple on the show?
Red and Kitty.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fabulous to work with. Red's a riot. He's the sweetest guy in the whole world. He's nothing like the character he plays. And Deborah Jo's fantastic.
He's got a cool name. Kurtwood Smith's kind of a cool name.
Kurtwood Smith, that's right.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of series like Star Trek and those kind of things, X-Files.
Oh, I didn't even know that he was in Star Trek.
Yeah, he was in the Star Trek Voyager and Deep Space Nine series as a guest.
Oh.
And has done X-Files. He did a lot of those kind of shows. So,
yeah.
Again, like you, I mean, he was in Broken Arrow.
He's so funny and so dry. He's so great at comedy. Yeah, it's because, you know what happens? You get sort of typecast, and he played some kind of evil characters, and that's sort of where his slot was until they realized he could do comedy.
He also was just in Girl Interrupted recently as
well.
That's
right.
Now, in hiatus, have you lined up any film work or anything for you?
You know, I don't want to work because I play golf. I do a lot of celebrity tournaments, and I keep saying to my agent, no, just let me have fun for a change. But he's trying to get me out there. But at the moment, I just got a bunch of celebrity tournaments, golf tournaments set up for the hiatus, and, you know. That's what I'm doing at the moment.
Is that how you keep in shape, or do you work out?
I hike and I work out. No, golf is more for keeping my head in shape. It's really so zen-like. It is so cool. It's really taught me how to live life. I mean, believe it or not, that sounds so corny. But it really is incredible that way. It really teaches you to focus and to plan things, and it's great. Do you play golf?
I do not play golf. No, my dad was a big golfer.
It's very addicting.
My dad was a huge golfer, you know, and I was his caddy, and I think that's probably what turned me off of golf.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because my parents were golfers and always tried to get me into golf. And I think when you're young, it's just the wrong game, because it's way too slow and way too cerebral. But I got into it 3 years ago, and I already won the Women in Film tournament.
There you go.
Yeah, so I really love it.
I actually owned a house down the Cape at Ocean Edge on the golf course, and I never played golf there. Everybody else played golf, and I would just...
Oh, that's a bummer, because when you live right on the course, it's so great. You can just get up that morning and go over, and they all know you, so you can get in.
So how's Barry doing?
He's doing great, thanks.
Good. Well, I wanted to thank you for coming on. I know you got a lot of other things to do and a lot of interviews to do. And again, Monday nights, 8 o'clock on Fox Network. It's That 70 Show. It's another episode always at 8:30. And Tanya Roberts, who plays the neighbor Midge, you'll check her out, and you get to know her a little bit better today on PNP Network. Thanks so much for coming on, Tanya.
Sure, you're welcome. Great to be on.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.